Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Barry Sadrahashemi, CFO of Newton Energy Corp. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is NTN. And Newton Energy Corp is a junior oil exploration company focused on the underdeveloped basin in the East Midlands Basin in the UK. Thanks for joining us today, Barry.
Thank you.
Great. Now, starting right off, start off by talking to us about the your operations update on the Cropwell Butler wells.
Cropwell Butler is one of the six locations that we've identified in the East Midlands, part of the United Kingdom, onshore UK. And we've been negotiating with the landowners to get the right to access the site, and we finalized this one for now, and that would have been one of our first preference to finalize and start drilling. So we have made an application to Nottinghamshire County for giving us the go-ahead to do the appraisal well, basically. And that we are hoping the normal term for that is around 12 weeks before it's all gone through the process. But, of course, we have no control over how long will it take, which puts us roughly around somewhere in the first quarter of next year to be able to drill the well. The well would be around 1,000 meters in depth. And, we are hoping for the best.
Great, and now you also released your quarterly results about a month ago. Can you give us some of the highlights of your Q3 results?
The Q3 results were, we just released them at the end of October, actually. That was for the 3 months ending 30th of September. No significant event during the period. We did the normal activities of the company, which is basically trying to get ready and get all of our licenses in place and find a drilling service provider so we can start to do our drilling program. We showed that we've got about $4 million Canadian is still in, just over $4 million Canadian in cash. And basically our minimum expenditure on our G&A, which will keep us going for a while.
Well, good. And so talk to us about some of the market trends right now, Barry, and how well-positioned Newton Energy Corp is to capitalize on some of the trends.
I mean, we have enough cash for now to be able to drill our first 4 wells, we think, and we're hoping to have results that will allow us to go back and hopefully raise more money at a future date for the development part of our work. But because we are not producing yet, we are not affected by day-to-day activities in the oil market or the price of oil on a daily basis, unlike the producers who are basically affected on a daily basis on the price of oil. We are
right. Talking
about the future price, and we hope by the time we get our oil ready to be sold, the current market trends, if they continue, price of oil would be high enough to support us. But we really don't need a very high oil price to be profitable.
Well, good answer. And so what are some of the things that you think makes Newton Energy Corp unique from some of the other players in your sector?
We are basically working in an area which is definitely underdeveloped. There is a market there. There is very little problems. We are in a part of the world which there is heavily populated, but there is enough need for energy right there, so transportation costs are not at all a problem for us. Other issues would be the fact that we are providing energy to a market at a place which is fairly secure from a supply point of view, so all the other risks in the international market that some of our competitors are facing, we don't. UK government has been very good as far as the royalty regime is concerned. There is no royalty on at least the first 4,000 barrels or thereabout production for us. And we were lucky that in the recent tax changes in UK, which was announced in April's budget, they actually got rid of a 20% surtax, which was on the resource industry for smaller oil producers. So our current rate of tax is fairly low, and that's after we've paid all of our, after we've recovered all of our costs, which means that we will not be paying tax for quite a while, as well as we are currently, therefore we have a fairly low royalty regime and a low tax rate.
Good, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Barry, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Key management team, Ms. Millen has been, who is the chairman, executive chair of the board. He's been in the oil and gas industry and the finance industry for about over 30 years. He's a director of Oil Sand Quest, which is a fairly senior oil sand producer here, as well as a few other energy companies. Prior to that, he was for many years with NOVA, which is a major oil industry group, pipeline company in Calgary. I'm a chartered accountant with about 35 years of experience, both in banking as well as in the oil and gas industry. Michael Fry, who is our president and who runs our UK operation, he's had about 20 years of experience in the oil industry mostly, and he's had hands-on experience in UK. Both myself, Tom, and Mike have all worked in UK before, so this is not an unfamiliar area of the world to us. Other members of the board, we've got Christopher Hopkins, who's a CEO of Oil Sand Quest, a very major player, as well as we've got Rick Schmidt, who used to be the president of Africa Oil, and Bruce Williams and Merv Chia.
Good, and so what are some of the goals and the milestones that the management team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
What are the major... Sorry, could you repeat that again?
What are the major goals and objectives?
Our major goal for the next year is basically to drill these three or four holes that we have currently on hand. And depending on the results, if we get the results that we are hoping to get, that we have fairly, good optimist view that we will get good results, then we will have to develop this. We have enough land and enough reserves that I think we have enough work for ourselves for at least another 7 or 8 years, which that means that we might have to go back to the market and raise some more money to expand our development plan.
Great, and in terms of the company's growth, will you look to grow organically, or would you consider some M&A activity?
At this point in time, our main focus is considering the amount of money that we have would be on and grow organically at this point, but of course nothing is taken off the table depending on the opportunities that they might show themselves. So I cannot say we will not consider, or we are currently not considering anything at this point.
Sure. And so in terms of investors, do you believe that your company's investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
I'm not sure because, We have a fairly small number of shareholders at this point, and therefore, we think that we have a good opportunity. The management and the board are all shareholders and major shareholders themselves, so that shows our commitment and our belief in what we are doing, and we are hoping that we'll be able to get the investment community on our side by showing results rather than trying to persuade them. We want the facts to persuade them as they come.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Barry Sadra Hashemi, CFO of Newton Energy Corp. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is NTN. And the company is it's currently trading at 33 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Barry, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Newton as a good long-term investment opportunity?
We think that we have we are working in an unworked basin in the East Midlands of UK. We think we have identified some very good for the exploration that we're doing, and we think that the tax regime and the royalty regime is all favorable to us. We are working in a part of the board that there is very little political or other type of risks, and therefore we are a fairly low risk as far as the being an international operation, and therefore we think that we have a good story to tell.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and also progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you for taking the time to do this interview. Thank you.